You're listening to SBS News.
Football training is a regular part of Susan Ponsonkarm's life. This may never have been the case if it wasn't for her persistence. Growing up in Thailand, she was actively discouraged from playing the sport. Her stepfather even told her she would never make it. But fortunately for Susan, her mum had a different view.
I guess just our culture. Like, we got told that, girls are supposed to be, like, at home doing, playing with Barbies and stuff. And my mum's just like, no, you just have to go out there and, be strong. And she wanted me to run.
Her mother, Narumol Sultana, raised Susan on her own, but always encouraged her to keep playing the game she loves.
Everywhere is still hard for a single mum. Everywhere in the world, believe me. Yeah, but we have to do right thing for them. You know, we have to do right thing. Keep them busy with what they want to do now.
Susan could only play against boys in Thailand, but that was a challenge she relished.
They don't like to play soft if they see girls on the field with them. They like to go in hard and do everything 100%. But like before I go in, I told them, go ahead, like that's fine. It's just going to improve me.
There were additional, bigger issues for Susan and Narumol to face in Thailand. Both experienced domestic violence, which led to them leaving the country in 2012. After arriving in Australia, Susan's reasons to play football quickly expanded, making her determined to play for her new home.
Kind of when I went through the domestic violence phase where my mum walked into Women and Children Centre, and that's when I realised that like people here actually care like for me and my mum. Whereas in Thailand, if we walk into, somewhere, try to get help, they will just be like, oh, no, we can't help you because there's so many people in Thailand that in need of that help as well. So I guess that's when I realised how much Australia gives me, and I want to give it back by, representing Australia.
Narumol says Susan was always motivated to change perceptions of female football players.
She had two dreams. I can't stop her. That's a big dream for me. One dream for her about, Mum, I want to play soccer for Australia team. Huh? And two dreams. Mom, I want to show skill. Women can have skill, same man too. She said, on that time, she and 12 years.
Now aged 18, Susan is on the cusp of representing the Matildas, having starred at youth level. She wants to make a difference on and off the field, both in Australia and in Thailand.
My aim is if I get anywhere in football, I would like to go back there and just encourage girls to play football, because it gets them out of trouble, if you know what I mean. Because Thailand actually, it's really crazy with just drugs, alcohol and just people worrying about that instead of focusing on something. Because football brings me to focus on the thing I like, which is football. And so it kind of encouraged me in a way that that's a bad thing and this is a good thing.
It's a dream shared by her mother.
When we have a lot of money one day and we go back to Thailand and do something, give something good for them.
Susan says a cultural shift has already started as Thailand prepares for its second World Cup appearance. It begins its campaign against the United States on the 12th of June. Adrian Archuli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.